Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is pleasant, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah strikes an Iron Dome battery with an FPV drone, according to the Jerusalem Post, just in. Also, Hezbollah posted a video of the FPV drone strike on the Iron Dome battery. The IDF calls it full-scale war, reports Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, the IDF conducted overnight operations in southern Lebanon, as I-24 News reported. Iran's Revolutionary Guard threatens U.S. bases and ships after attacks on Iranian tankers. Separately, Trump is reportedly upset. Tehran's demands in response to the U.S. have been revealed, says Mari from earlier today. And finally, Abraham Foxman, longtime director of the Anti-Defamation League, has died at 86, according to the JTA this morning. Here's what people are saying online. Amichai Stein, a correspondent, posted just minutes ago that Iranian media claims Iran has rejected a U.S. proposal. Alex Plitzas, a security expert, is commenting on the unfolding events, saying he's closely watching his timeline. Arsen Ostrovsky, a human rights advocate, noted that thousands gathered in London for a rally against anti-Semitism earlier today. He questioned if UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer attended. Now for more on those stories, starting with the attack on the Iron Dome. The Jerusalem Post reports Hezbollah used a manually operated FPV drone to strike an Israeli defense system. This highlights the growing drone threat and the IDF's struggle to counter it. The impact on Israeli defense strategy could be significant as they rush to adapt. Meanwhile, Ynet reveals that Hezbollah released footage of their strike. The Israeli military is now deploying fishing nets and new detection systems in southern Lebanon. This escalation underscores the tension and the potential for wider conflict in the region. Turning to the overnight IDF operations in southern Lebanon, I-24 News covers the military's actions following threats from Iran's Revolutionary Guard. These threats come after attacks on Iranian oil tankers, raising stakes for U.S. interests in the area. The situation signals a potential shift in regional alliances and security dynamics. Next, Mariv uncovers Tehran's broad economic demands in response to U.S. proposals. Trump's frustration reportedly stems from these demands, which include significant economic considerations. This revelation could influence future diplomatic interactions between the U.S. and Iran. Finally, remembering Abraham Foxman. JTA reports on his passing. As director of the Anti-Defamation League, Foxman was a pivotal figure in combating anti-Semitism. His legacy continues to influence global advocacy efforts for Jewish communities. On the economic front, the luxury yacht, where Jackie Kennedy found solace, is now on sale at a 42% discount, as reported by Mariv Business. This vessel once hosted Winston Churchill and offers a glimpse into a storied past. Separately, the Shulo facility, once abandoned, will transform into a hub of employment and innovation. Walla Business explains that the Ramat Negev Council and Ministry of Economy are spearheading this project. And finally, India's KPIT plans to acquire Kymotive, co-founded by former Shin Bet chief Yuval Diskin, for up to $120 million. CTEC reports this move aims to enhance KPIT's cybersecurity capabilities in the automotive sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.